K-Squared presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Ed Weingold explores the floodwaters.
Remember the infrastructure plank of the current president's pre-election platform? It was one of the very few non-divisive issues that anyone with a hope for the nation's future could support. What's the chatter on this topic since the election? That's right, crickets. At least those crickets still left alive following the disastrous EPA and Department of the Interior presidential appointees. But here in California, the state our America First president loves to hate, there is still the semblance of an idea that could actually unite rather than divide us. Instead of burning money to launch a United States Space Force, great, nukes in space, how about an infrastructure that assures a future for our mainland, like a plan to pipe the floodwaters of the East and Midwest to parched lands in the South and West? Thousands of miles of oil and gas lines crisscross America. In the 19th century, forward-looking presidents like Lincoln supported coast-to-coast railroads. Fossil fuel pipelines and interstate highways followed in the 20th century. Intelligent planning in the 21st century would scrap idiocies like a border wall for pumping stations to siphon off the destructive floodwaters in the east, to irrigate climate-changed farmlands and assure safe drinking water from Washington to California. Imagine infrastructure for positive ends, like continued supply of strawberries and artichokes for the rest of America. Forward thinking, progressive thinking, a tonic for fear and hate. I'm Ed Weingold.
Ed Weingold is a retired educator. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.